I'll be in communication this morning with the Minister for Communications, Dennis Nocton, and the Minister for Rural Affairs, Michael Ring, about this. And when I look at the detail of the protocol, it's saying that as long as there's a post office within 15 kilometres of one in rural Ireland, then that's acceptable. And if there's a population less than 500. But on the other hand, if you're in urban Ireland, they're talking about 3 to 5 kilometres. So it's totally anti-rural Ireland. And of course, I'm extremely disappointed when good announcements are to be made and positive announcements are to be made. The Chief Whip and Minister McHugh make these announcements. And if others make positive announcements, there's almost an inquiry. So it's time for the Minister McHugh to stand up, wear the Donegal jersey. And if, as he says, he's at the government meeting every week, it's time to put the Donegal to the fore.
Is it your belief that some of these closures can be reversed? We know, for instance, Duncan Ealey are talking very much about a public meeting next week to discuss their future. We know that Church Hill is going at the end of next week. We know Ballymagan, we're told Ballymagan and Quigley's Point will be the next to go. I mean, of the remaining 10, do you believe at least some of those can be saved?
Well, I don't believe that I or any public representative can dine a la carte and pick and choose. It's a matter for the postmasters to decide whether they would accept this package or not. And this is what's unfair about it. I believe they should have been given the opportunity to accept the package and to allow the post office to remain open.
So you believe the protocol needs to be rewritten? UnPost can say we have a deal with the IPU. It's underwritten, as you've said, by government. I mean, as far as UnPost are concerned, it would appear this is it.
Well, from the UnPost point of view, they've got the support of the government. I think the ball is firmly now in the court of the government to review this.